This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Good morning and welcome to K4HD Radio. This is the Your Living Brand Live show. My name is Ben Baker. This show is all about how you communicate value, how you build influence through trust, and recognizing who your audience is and who they are not. Over the next 50 minutes, we will explore different ways to help you demonstrate your uniqueness and ask our guest, what's your story? Welcome to the show. Good morning, everybody. It's Ben Baker. It's 10 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. Welcome to the YourLivingBrand.live show. We've got a great show for you today. It is beautiful out today, and I'm looking out my window and enjoying the sunshine. It's starting to warm up. We've got the spring happening. I hope it's starting to warm up. The snow's melting, and we're getting ready for a great year. I mean, it's going to be an amazing month. It's going to be an amazing year, and I hope you're all looking forward to it. Now, our show is all about how to communicate value. How do you add value in your life to your customers? How do you communicate that value in a way that people want to listen to and why they care? And I've got a couple of great guests coming on board in about 10 minutes. Jason and Adam have a show called Grow Like a Pro Show. And I was lucky enough to be a guest on their show about a week, 10 days ago. I'll put a link to that show in the notes. But we had an absolutely phenomenal conversation, and I had to get them on board to be on the show. But before I bring them on board, I want to talk to you guys about something that, you know, it happened this week. And it didn't make me angry, but it frustrated me because it was a lost opportunity. I brought one of my customers in to meet another one of my customers. I do that a lot. I facilitate relationships between my customers because, you know what? If one of my customers can help another one of my customers, why not? Why not introduce people? Why not, you know, allow people to have those meetings and be able to build levels of trust and be able to do some amazing things together? And I thought that this was going to be a relationship that was going to be really good. There was a long-term profit. They were going to solve some problems, etc. And, you know, luckily enough, I went to the meeting. Luckily enough, I went to the meeting and I made sure I was there and facilitated and kind of fix things up, but it really, really concerned me because as soon as I walked in the door and as soon as we sat down, the client that I was introducing to the other client started with a product dump. And what I mean by that, it was all about me. It was all about, we do this, and this is what we do, and this is how we fix things, and this is, you know, this is the technical specs of our product, and it was all about us. And they didn't take the time to really get to know the customer and find out what were the concerns, what were the problems, what were the issues, what are the things that they were trying to solve before they offered a solution. They were just so focused on themselves. They were so focused on what they had to sell that they forgot about who they were trying to sell it to and try to figure out if there was even a relationship, if there was even a reason for them to want to buy their product or to even care about them. You know, too many companies, too many people do product dumps. You know, and it's concerning to me because it is the number one reason why people get turned off in business. People sit there and talk about themselves incessantly, and they're not curious about the people they're talking to. Guys, girls, be curious about the people you're speaking to, whether you're in a networking situation, whether you're in a meeting, whether it's with family and friends, whoever. Take the time to find out what people are passionate about, what their issues are, what their concerns are, what they're working on. You know, what are the things that are important to them first, and then gain the clues from there. The greatest thing that any person can do in sales, and guess what? I don't care what you do for a living, you're in sales. Every single one of us is selling something, whether it's an idea, whether it's a product, whether it's ourselves, whether it's trust, whether it's, you know, just getting that first date. We're all selling at one point or another, in one relationship or another. And the way that you sell the best is to be curious, to ask questions, to think about the other person first, and what do they need? What's important to them? What do they care about? What are they passionate about? What are the things that are keeping them up at night and making them tear their hair out? If we can do that, we have a basis for conversation. Once we understand the other person, once we can empathize with the other person, once we can realize what their real underlying issues are, we have a much better chance to say, you know what? I get that. I understand that you have this problem. That's going to cost you a lot of money. You know what? We have customers that have similar types of problems, and this is how we've been able to solve that. And all of a sudden, you've gone from selling a widget or a product or whatever that, you know, has a price and either they want it or they don't want it, to being a solutions provider. And if you can be somebody that solves problems and somebody that creates solutions and somebody that can make problems go away, it's no longer about price. It's absolutely no longer about price, because all of a sudden people realize, wait a second, they understand us. They understand what we're about. They understand what we need. They understand what our concerns are. They understand what our timeline is. They understand what our budget is. They understand who our clients are and the problems that we're trying to solve for our clients, taking it even one step forward. And that's what we need to do, both in our personal lives and our professional lives, within departments. You know, you can do it within your own company. If you're curious about, if you're in sales and you need to talk to the marketing department, find out what their thoughts are. If you're in marketing and you're talking to operations people, find out what the concerns for operations are, or customer experience people talking to salespeople. Find out things from other people's perspective. The more we can understand things from other people's perspective and understand what they need, the easier it is for us to fix those problems. Now, you know, I love my audience, because every single week you guys ask great questions, and I want to make sure you guys have time for, you know, questions. So, you know, send in your questions to Rebel. Rebel will pass them on to me, and we'll make sure that as Jason and Adam and I are talking over the next, you know, 35 or 40 minutes, we'll make sure that we answer your questions for you. By the way, shout out to Rebel, my engineer. Love her. She does phenomenal work, and I can't do this show without her. So let's sit back and let's think. Let's think about this and ask me some questions if you want to. You know, what are the things that we can do to be curious about people? And the questions that I would ask is, tell me about what you're doing. Tell me about the process. Tell me about the things that you're missing to be able to be successful. What are your goals? What are you trying to achieve? Who are the people that you work with, and why do they work with you? And if you can start framing questions that way, if you can start framing questions in a way that makes sense, that people consider and say, wait a second, they're curious about me. They'll start being curious about you. If they understand that you understand them, all of a sudden you're building trust. And if you don't have trust, you don't have anything. And the only way to build trust is through relationships. Now, we got our first questions. How do we know what we are missing if we are missing it? That's a great question. I love that question. How do we, you know, how do we know what we don't know? How do we know what we don't know? Because we all have blind spots. We all have stuff in our life that we just don't know. We don't know that we don't know these things. You know, there's things to do with brain surgery. I don't even know which questions to ask. The question is to be curious. Be curious about people and just, you know, have a conversation. and sit there and listen to their answers. And when they answer your questions, be ready to think about it and sit there and say, what questions come out of the answers of the questions I gave? The more we can form a conversation, and the more we can't be just listening so we can speak, but we're listening to listen, and the more we can listen to understand, and the more we can listen to say, wait a second, I didn't get that. Did you mean this or did you mean that? Oh, you meant that. So what does that mean? How does that affect the way that you live? And how does that affect the way that you work? You know, so the more we can just sit there and say, you know what, I'm not sure. I don't really get it. Can you explain that? The more you can drill deeper and deeper and have a deeper understanding about the people that you're dealing with, the companies you're dealing with, the friends that you're dealing with, et cetera. So let's take a break. Let's go to commercial. And when we come back, I'm going to bring Jason and Adam on you, and we're going to talk about podcasting.
This is Ben Baker of the You're Living Brand Live show on K4HD Radio. We'll be right back.
Your Living Brand Show is brought to you by Your Brand Marketing. Did you know that the world views your brand not as you desire, but as it relates to them? That's why you need to communicate your brand. Tell a story. Win loyalty. Your Brand Marketing helps you reach that goal. It's time to stop being a commodity and instead be a brand worth loving. It's time to contact Your Brand Marketing. Please visit www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download a free chapter of the book on personal branding. That's www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download your free copy now.
Welcome back to K4HD Radio. This is Ben Baker, and this is the Your Living Brand Live Show.
I'm back, and I got a great question that came in while we were on break, and it's how do you know the right questions to ask? And I think that's a great segue to bring in our guests, Jason and Adam from the Grow Like a Pro show, because Jason and Adam are running a podcast business. They have this great podcast, and they're looking to expand their podcast business. And, you know, being able to ask really relevant questions is all about what it makes a great podcast. So let's bring Jason and Adam on the show. Gentlemen, are you here?
Hey, Ben, it's Adam and Jason here. So great to be here with you.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how are you? It is great having you guys on the show. So, you know, we have this question, and we'll get into everything, but let's start off because this is a great question. And I want your opinion on it, because when you're looking at, you know, what's the difference, you know, and we'll get into that question too, because that's another great question. When you're getting into it, podcasts, you know, how do you know how to ask the right questions? When you guys are interviewing people, how do you know what the right questions are to ask?
So, Jason and I, we take an interesting perspective, and we really try to hit both sides of the spectrum, because there's a lot of times where Jason will sometimes, or myself, that we kind of flip on and off, but Jason will research our guest a lot more. He'll really look at the background. He'll really understand what's going on with that person, their history and stuff like that. And then I, a lot of times, will go in a little more blind. So I get kind of a raw reaction, or I get kind of those questions that maybe a listener would be thinking as they're listening to the interview. So we try to give those different perspectives and really get someone from someone who understands what's going on and someone who's hearing this information fresh. That's one of the tactics that we take to try to keep things so we're not, you know, thinking of the same questions or doing the same things over and over again.
That's great. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about teamwork. You know, because you guys can tag team people. So one of you guys could be walking extremely prepared. You've done the research. You've taken the time to go through somebody's website or through people's social media or their blog posts online or whatever to be able to drill down to find out a little bit more about who they are and what makes them tick. And the other one just sits there and say, okay, I'm going to listen to what this person's saying while we're talking and sit there and say, wait a second, you said that. You know, what do you mean by that? Yeah. And that's a great way to do it. Unfortunately, I have to do both because there's not two of me. So I have split personality.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, when you really, you know, dive deep into people, and that's why, like I said, Jason and I sometimes will switch that role, but you have kind of a preconceived notion when you go in to talk to somebody. So having that fresh perspective, I think, is super valuable. Like I said, especially as it relates to the audience listening, because they're in a lot of cases in that boat as well.
Yeah, and I would add on to what Adam just said very much so. It's like a very organic process. You know, as the conversation kind of unfolds, there's questions that pop into our heads that we're like, wow, that's, you know, really interesting. Can you, like you said in the intro to the show, Ben, it's just being curious. I mean, Adam and I do a little bit of research, but we like it to be, I guess to put it in your words, we like it to be a very curious show. We're literally being curious ourselves and kind of letting those questions unfold, and we ask them to the guest.
And we like having a roadmap, but we are not beholden to it. Yeah. We're very fluid with our questions, and if, you know, conversation's going one way, we're not afraid to see where that takes us.
Well, that's important. I mean, like you, when I'm doing this show, I'll have 4 or 5 questions that are prepared. But, you know, as I said, I've got a list of questions here for my audience, and they're great, and we're going to get to these things. You know, and I love that my audience brings in these questions because it takes the conversation a different way, and it makes it more relevant to them. So it's a great thing to do. But I find that if you have more of a fluid conversation, amazing things come out of it. If you go in with a preset agenda and say, I want to know about this, you know, all of a sudden, that's all you're going to get out of it, but you're going to miss all the nuance that could come out of it and all the tangents that can come out of it. You know, I had a conversation with a client where I met with the chief human resources officer, and we started conversation. I came in about this, and all of a sudden, she wanted to talk about workshops on personal branding for her staff. And I went, okay, fine. Whatever my agenda was walking into the conversation, forget about it. I'll just put that to the side. She wants to spend the time talking about, you know, creating workshops for her staff, you know, for her management teams, her sales teams, her customer experience teams. Great. Let's pivot and talk about things that she wants to talk about and the things that are important to her, because that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, enabling things to move in a great direction. I love that. So let's get into this before I answer the next two questions, and one of them will dive into, actually both of them will dive right into this. Let's find out a little bit about you guys. Tell me a little bit about the Grow Like a Pro show, what you guys are doing, who your audience is, and what you guys are trying to achieve.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a very loaded question, Ben, but I love
of course,
it.
That's what I love to do.
So yeah, the Grow Like a Pro show, I mean, Adam has a pretty extensive background and experience doing podcasts and shows. So when I kind of came onto the scene, we met I think in March actually of last year.
Yeah,
so it's
coming on a year.
Your anniversary actually.
Happy anniversary.
But we
oh,
we
course.
Need to
big cake.
But yeah, we got to talking. We're like, I've always wanted to do a show because I've helped support different podcasts and shows in my background. And I'm like, why not do a show focused around entrepreneurs and business leaders, basically allowing other founders and amazing leaders sharing their stories. And then we kind of ask authentic questions that really pull out the tips, tools, and techniques to help people grow like a pro. So we don't necessarily have a specific industry that we kind of focus on. I mean, we've had people in the basement waterproofing industry, venture capital, a media network, marketing, a video creation company. So it's really varied. But again, every, like you said, every guest is very different. But we want to have, we want to lead with authenticity. You know, everyone has a story to tell. And I think, and that's what immediately attracted me to you was, you know, you lead with that idea of story. And same here. Everyone has a story to tell. And I think that by asking the right questions, you allow people to pull out that story from everyone that you're kind of having that conversation with. And then you can learn something from their journey and their experience.
I get it. Now, that's important. It's just, The one thing that people want to ask, before we get into anything else, they want to know what the difference is between a radio show like this one and a podcast. And, you know, I want your viewpoint. It's just, you know, I moved from having a podcast. I had a podcast for about 18 months. And then January 1st, I moved over to, you know, to K4HD Radio and created this as a radio show. And I want to know from you guys, you know, because there's a lot more podcasts out there, you know, than there are radio shows. So why podcast? And what do you guys see the value is of podcast versus radio? And what do you guys see as the difference?
So I think, I don't know, I feel like it is a very blurred line at some points, because, you know, I think the benefit of the radio is we're kind of seeing right now in traditional forms is you can have a lot of audience interaction as things are going. It's a live show. There's a lot of other things. And, you know, there are a lot of podcasts that, you know, have live shows that have live recordings, and then they put them up for you know, people to listen to after. But I think the value of podcasting too is you really are able to kind of craft a very good story, and you're able to kind of put in a lot of really interesting things and ways for people to hear about different topics. And I think the power of podcasting is that really, when it gets down to it, I mean, anybody can do it. Like, it's not as crazy as some people make it out to be. Like, there's really easy ways to kind of come in and really find that niche and really find a topic that you're passionate about. And you'd be surprised at how many other people out there are passionate about that as well. And I think there's just such, you know, a little lower barrier to entry than, you know, starting a radio program or doing something like that. And I think the benefit of it is you get so many different voices and people finding their ways, and even people trying to find new ways to get to people. I think it's a very interesting medium that has a lot of potential, even though it's, you know, it's been around for a while. But I think especially in the last couple of years, it's really, really taken off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And a guest just asked me and says, can't that happen on radio as well? You know, I find that podcasting is a lot easier entry. You know, there's a lot easier entry into podcasting. You can start a podcast in your own kitchen table with, you know, a set of iPhone headphones, a laptop computer, and an internet connection. And it can be as large or small as you want to make it be, based on your passion for the medium. And as you get, you know, bigger and you get, you know, your show becomes bigger, you can always invest in more equipment. Like for me, you know, I've got the professional boom mic, I've got the radio microphone, I've got, you know, a high-end video camera, I've got lighting, I've got everything that goes with it. Because as my podcast grew, I spent more money on quality equipment to make sure the sound was better, to make sure the lighting was better. But you don't need to start off that way. It's really easy. If you've got an idea and a passion and a voice that you want to share, creating a podcast can be something that you do 5 minutes a day. It really can be. It can be 5 minutes a day, or it could be 5 minutes a week that you're on podcast, and you take that material and you put it up online and away it goes. And people either resonate with it or they don't resonate with it. When you're with a radio show, you're committed to a weekly show. I'm committed for the next year for a weekly show for 15 minutes with, you know, with guests. I'm also committed with sponsors. I'm committed with, you know, to make sure that I'm speaking to a national audience. And I'm also making sure that my show is very much live, and mistakes happen in live, where podcasting, if you make a mistake, you know what? You re-record. And that is where I mm-hmm. see a lot of the big differences.
Yeah, and Ben, I'll even add on to what you just said too. It's like with podcasting, you're able to basically take out snippets of the conversation and package them into even more valuable things for the audience. And it's also very on the demand, based on the audience listener or viewer, because we also do video for our podcast. So, you know, it's on their kind of time schedule as well, which is very beneficial.
Oh, absolutely. So people can download. I mean, yes, people can download my show. If every Friday, if people go to the website, if they go to the yourlivingbrand.live show, every Friday, you can download my episode on iHeartRadio, on SoundCloud, on iTunes. Everything is available, or you can subscribe to any of the three channels and be able to get a reminder, and it will give you the latest, you know, greatest show. But you know, what it allows you to do is, you're right, you know, this being able to take the snippets, especially if it's video, and sit there and say, okay, this was 30 seconds of brilliance. I can cut that 30 seconds of brilliance on video and be able to put it up on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Snapchat, on wherever, and be able to share it with my customers. I can put it up on my website. You know, there's lots of different ways where you can cut and copy and be able to, you know, repurpose information on a podcast, where it's not as easy to do it on a radio show. Yes, I can go in there and I can, you know, take my show and I can cut it up into little pieces, but it's a lot more effort to do it on an audio basis. And it takes a lot more energy and a lot more. And the thing is it does, a lot of it loses its relevance because it is only audio. It doesn't have the video component. But what it allows me to do is, I'm now on a national platform. You know, by being on K4HD radio, I'm on a national program. I'm syndicated coast to coast and into Canada, and it gives me a much larger voice, a lot easier for me. So both of them are great. You know, it's just a matter of sitting there going, what's your passion? I like the interaction. I love the audience participation. I love the questions from the audience. You know, I love the where are we going now type thing, and being able to pivot on the fly. You know, and I think that that's great. But tell me about your podcasting business, because it's not just the show that you guys are doing. You guys are actually looking to turn this into a business where you can help other people become podcasters. But let's also talk about that. But let's talk about how that podcast helps people promote their brand.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, those are two very loaded questions, Ben, but I love them. So we're looking at basically turning this into a platform that offers other brands an opportunity to get their message out there. Because that's one thing about Adam and me on the show specifically, we very much lead with authenticity, you know, and I think you touch on this too, Ben. And that's the idea of, you want to be authentic to who you are, because authenticity, if you're doing it right, you're just being yourself. When you're trying to fake it, people can see through that. So it's the idea with our Grow Like a Pro show, we're building it out where Adam and I are very authentic people. We share our stories. We allow other people to share their stories. But we're like, okay, obviously people want to know more about this information. They want to hear these stories. They want to get this information. So why not share a little bit of our expertise, where, again, we're not experts. We're, like you said, we are constantly improving. We're actually even thinking about doing a live show as well, Ben. So, you know, adding on that component too. But yeah, I mean, in terms of developing out Grow Like a Pro show, we really want it to be, you know, a community. We're developing out where listeners can come and hear all of this amazing insights from these guests. Adam and I also do off-topic episodes where we kind of talk about trending topics. Like, we've done one on the bankruptcy with Toys R Us and what they're doing to try to, you know, make a comeback. We've done one on how to start a podcast as well. So things like that, we really want to create as much value as we can and deliver that to people. But, you know, sharing our expertise as we're going through this process with other people is very, very much what we're passionate about. So even helping people with finding the right equipment, doing the editing, production, potentially working with the brands, the guests that we've had on in doing like a sponsorship spot. And then eventually we are actually looking at making this a community where it's going to be a membership profile, where previous guests and future guests are actually going to have access to our community. We're going to tentatively, I'm kind of calling it the Grow Like a Pro All-Stars. But it's people, you know, who are recognized as people that are growing like a pro. So having that ability, a platform like ours, where we give people the opportunity to share their story, share what's made them successful, and kind of how they're learning how to become even better. And then also having access to community of amazing people, the listeners and the other previous guests, is something we, you know, are really trying and very much dedicating our time to build up.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, you know, we really, when we started Grow Like a Pro, the idea was something that we've learned, and I feel that Jason and I understand a lot, is that when you want to do business with someone, you want to do business with someone you trust and you like and you can relate to. And it's a lot easier to relate to someone and relate to a story than it is to relate to just a simple company. So we really want to give that platform for people that are doing incredible things in the community to actually have their story be heard. And, you know, you asked about some of our bigger plans in this media network type thing. And, you know, it just kind of evolved into that way, because when we started, the studio we're in right now was just a little office, but, you know, we turned it into a studio where we could record all this stuff. And our minds when we went there, and especially with after, I'd say probably 4 or 5 of the guests that we've had on our show are like, you know, I've always wanted to start a podcast. I've always wanted to do something. I don't know how to do it. And we thought, we have such a valuable resource here as a studio. What can we do to help people in the community achieve their dreams and achieve their goals? So we thought of this idea of having certain, you know, tiered levels or certain ideas of people can come in and record and just come and record and take their stuff if they're experts at it, or they can come in and be a part of this network where we offer services of marketing, SEO, editing, recording, post-production, all this stuff, and give people a chance to tell their stories, to be able to do it on their terms and achieve what they want without, you know, all the hassle and craziness of actually learning the business, if that's what they so desire.
Right. I mean, the beautiful thing about podcasting and the radio show for that is it gives a medium that allows you to tell a story very effectively. And it gives you the ability to tell a story, you know, whether it's a 5-minute story, a 10-minute story, a 20-minute story, an hour story, be able to have the ability to deep dive into a subject matter and let people understand, you know, what you're trying to convey and build your band and build trust. The whole thing is about trust. You know, the reason that you create a podcast, the reason you create a radio show, the reason you create a blog or be able to put yourself out there creatively in any way, shape, or form is to be able to let people inside your head and understand the value that you can provide to them and be able to tell your story in an effective way that's compelling to them. It's not about you. It's not about, you know, talking about me all the time and look how wonderful I am and look at all the neat things I'm doing. It's just like, you know what? Let me tell you about some clients. Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you about, you know, give you some examples of some different things that are going to make your life better. And when the successful podcasters are the ones that make it relevant for their audience. And if you can tell your story in a way that adds value to them, they keep coming back. You know, if it's all about you all the time, and if it's just you singing your own song sheet, nobody comes back. They may listen to you once, but they don't listen to you time and time again. And being able for you guys to, you know, help these people be creative and give them the tools to make it easier for them to say, I've got an idea, but I don't know what else to do or how else to do it, to be able to sit there and say, look, we've got a package for you. Here's how we can make this whole thing a reality, really simply because we built it all. It's here. We can do this for you. You know, people will trade money for convenience and for the ability to ramp up a lot more quickly. So, you know, my question to you is, what are the ways that you help people? How do you help people start? And what are the big questions you get from people that want to start a podcast that, you know, that lets you know that, wait a second, this is somebody that we can work with and this is somebody that we can help?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that we like to do is just be very transparent with our processes. I mean, we let them know exactly what it takes to start a show. It's really what's most important, I think, because a lot of times people will say, you know, I need the best equipment right away. I need the best of everything. But that's not really the case, because if you have the best equipment, but you're talking about something that you don't understand or you're not a great speaker, or there's certain things like that, it's not going to matter how good your equipment is. So we tell people you need to find a topic that you love, that you're passionate about, and maybe find a friend or a co-host that's able to do that with you. And then really understand what your message is, what your market is, who you want to speak to and speak about. And just let them know that how simple really is to get started. Like if you have a Mac, you can use GarageBand, which is free. If you have Windows, you can download Audacity. There's certain microphones, like you said, you can use an iPhone and a microphone to get started. And really something I tell people is go out. Like when Jason and I first met, the first thing that I really want to do is just go out to lunch with him and talk. And you do kind of an impromptu podcast like that. You just do a trial run and you just get started, because, you know, the biggest thing that I always tell people and talk to people about is you need to not be afraid to take that first step. I think people have a fear of the unknown and of failing and certain things, but you find some of the greatest successes when you just are able to just take that first step. I mean, that's how you gain success and you gain friends and you gain allies and you gain experiences, by just not being afraid to take that chance, because nothing happens if you just stand still. It's never going to happen. And there's people that have done it before. And if you're willing to open yourself up to it and really open your eyes, there's a lot of amazing things you can do. And we just really try to tell people that there are easy ways to get started, and it's not as crazy as you may think.
Anything to add?
I mean, the big thing that I'd like to add on to that, Ben, and just what was Adam was saying, was that we love to start with a discovery process and build that relationship with people too. And really get to know them, because the idea that we always like to say, start with the low-hanging fruit. So, you know, there's a lot of people who are just really afraid to start. I mean, people come up to us, even in the Columbus, Ohio area where we are based at. They're like, man, you guys are so professional. I was just at a live event that we did for Grow Like a Pro in Nashville, and some of the people came up to me and they're like, you guys are so professional. You do this so well. I'm like, thank you. I so appreciate that. But, you know, Adam and I really, I don't want to diminish, you know, our expertise, but we like to kid ourselves. We don't really know what we're doing. We're kind of experimenting as we go along.
That's the fun of it.
Exactly. And you learn, you know, you learn to overcome the challenges that you're facing as you go through the process.
Well, exactly. And that's the thing is, this is a process. We all get better. If you listen to my first episode on June 2017 and you listen to me now, it's a completely different show. It's more polished. The questions are better. The curiosity is better. You know, absolutely. Learn as you go. You got to learn as you go. You know, that was a comment that was just given to by a listener. It's, you know, you got to understand that you start somewhere and you grow, and you grow slowly, and you grow as your audience grows, and your audience grows with you, and they help you along because they tell you what you're doing right. They tell you what you're doing wrong, and they, you know, and they're not afraid to let you know, which is a good thing. And if you take that criticism and sit there and say, Ben, we'd really like you to see you move in this direction, that, and you listen to it. And if there's enough people that say that, that's why, you know, you move forward. I mean, there was a question is, you know, we were talking about everything to do with podcasting. Can't you do this on radio as well? You can, but it's a lot more challenging to get on the radio than it is to start a podcast. Anybody can start a podcast. Truly, you can have an audience of one by yourself in your basement and create a podcast, and that podcast will grow. Very few people will put you on the radio until you already have an audience, till you've already proven yourself, till you've already, you know, had a series of conversations and they're comfortable to make sure that you're going to be professional enough when you're speaking on the radio from coast to coast that people are going to want to dial in, that people are going to want to listen, and that people are going to see value. They want to see progress before you move from a podcast to a radio show. And it's just that next evolution. Now, I had a great question for things is, you know, because we talked about preparedness, is that it says, you know, why do you research, and, you know, instead of, you know, can't you just get the right information out of people, out of an interview right in front of them? I mean, my viewpoint is, unless you know a little bit about the person that you're speaking to, how can you know how to ask those intelligent questions? But I'm gonna throw that guys back to you guys.
Yeah, you know, we kind of answered that a little bit at the beginning too. Is we and luckily it's nice to have that team effort where one person is able to do that and the other person goes in a little more, you know, unknown. But even though I go in a lot of times not knowing everything, you do want to have a little background about who you're talking to and understand at least, you know, the industry they're in. I think there's a difference between asking the right questions to a person that, you know, asking them about an industry, because you can understand with the space they're in and being able to ask good questions about that. And, you know, I think being prepared is super important, But I also am a super strong believer that, you know, a lot of the best laid plans don't ever go according to plan. So I think it's really great to understand that you can plan and you can prepare and you can spend all nights like studying everything you know about a person. And when you get to the interview, you may not even talk about those things. I mean, yeah. You have to be able to not really lock yourself into something and be so rigid, because when you do that, it sounds a lot of times way too formal, way too forced, way too rehearsed, and that'll turn a lot of people off. So there is, I mean, it's a tough balance. You know, it's easier said than done in some cases, but I think it's very important to find that balance between preparedness, but also being able to be flexible and kind of take the conversations as they go.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll add on to what Adam just said, too. It's, I mean, the usual process we take is one of us, you know, will reach out, or someone has reached out to us asking to be a guest on the show. And usually we, you know, start with, we call it just our framework. So we have a list of around 15 possible questions that we can kind of pull from. And we like to have those up in front of us during the interview, just that we, you know, as a conversation unfolds, there's some people who are more comfortable kind of behind the microphone, so to speak. They're more comfortable, you know, sharing a little bit about themselves, their story, where, you know, we've had some guests on who they're like, we do not feel comfortable at all being behind the mic. Can we have a printout of some of the possible questions and just have a list of prepared answers? So, you know, you really got to do what's really comfortable for the guest. And that's what we found, is we kind of have a framework that we can draw and pull, I guess, get more into if needed. But in most cases, you know, the guests that we have on, we have those list of somewhat prepared questions, and then we just let it go, you know, where the conversation unfolds, you know, where it goes. I think we did the same thing with you, Ben. We had, you know, a list of questions that we kind of, possible questions that we gave to you. And then, of course, we went down the different rabbit holes.
I don't think we got to any of them, did we?
I think, well, we gave round, I think you gave roundabout answers to the majority of them, which is actually like what Adam just said. It's the approach that we really like. It's very organic. Yeah, exactly. It's not where you're like, you end the answer to your question, and you're like, okay, let's move on to the next one. It's, you know, it's a very organic process. Like, hey, Ben, you just shared, you know, about this particular topic. That brings me to, you know, this question I just thought of as you were saying, and, you know, you get into it. It's a very organic, it flows very well.
Yeah. And, you know, it's very interesting too, because, you know, Jason and I have been doing this for a while, and, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, but as you mentioned, Ben, like when you start off, you have a lot of times no idea what the heck you're doing. you're kind of stumbling in the dark when it comes to it. But I think something that I also really love to tell people is embrace the failures, embrace the mistakes, because that's how you learn. I mean, there's been times where we've had recordings where we've had to re-record certain sessions, or a camera will break, or something, you know, goes wrong. And like I said, sometimes that's how you learn to be better. That's how you learn to talk. You have conversations with people, so the next time you talk to people, you take the experiences you learn from that, and you can ask better questions, and you can be aware of things that you weren't before. So I think being able to embrace the possibility of failure and mistakes allows you to learn and get better and improve your craft. Because like I said, if you're just afraid to try and start, you're never going to get better at anything.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap this up pretty quick, but I got two quick questions. One, you know, it's going to come from the audience, and one that I'll give you. And these are going to be rapid fire. You know, What do you do? How do you make people feel at ease? And what do you do if you've got somebody that's just not a good interviewee? How do you draw stuff out of them? And just, you know, just simple tip that you guys may have.
So the first thing I say is I want you to be completely comfortable. We can even do a test if you like, but I want you to treat this as friends around a table. Like, we're all friends here, where there's nothing serious. It's not super regimented. Like, no one's, you know, going to judge you or anything. It's a judge-free zone. But that's really what I say to everyone, is that you're our friend when you're in here. And this is very casual. We can take breaks. We'll get you water, whatever you need. We want them to feel as if they're a part of our, like, the family, and if they're, you know, coming home. It really is, when it boils down to it, the best podcasts are when you're listening to people you can relate to and you understand and you want to be friends with. And that's really the tactic that we're trying to take, is that, hey, you know, you may not be the best at this, whatever, but everyone starts somewhere. And you know what? We're here to be your friend and help you through this. And we're going to do whatever we can to make you comfortable.
Yeah, and we usually start the conversation, Ben, you know, like 10 to 20 minutes that right. we just are talking, making them feel very comfortable before we start the recording. So, you know, once we start the recording, they're already pretty comfortable.
That's great. Well, I'm going to let you guys go there. You know, I've got a couple questions people asked about. It says, do you guys going to create an ebook on how to create a podcast? And I think that would be a great idea for you guys to have up online. So if you got one, send it to me and I'll put it in the show notes. If not, it might be something to think about.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys, thank you very much for being on the show. I'm going to try to answer all these questions. A lot of questions came in. Unfortunately, we don't have time to answer all of them, but I'll put them in the podcast notes and they will be available with the recording on Friday at the YourLivingBrand.live show. Guys, have an absolutely wonderful day. I'm going to sign off, hang out in the green room for a minute. I'm going to say goodbye to everybody and I'll be right back.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ben.
This is Ben Baker of the YourLivingBrand.live show on K4HD Radio. We'll be right back.
Your Living Brand Show is brought to you by Your Brand Marketing. Did you know that the world views your brand not as you desire, but as it relates to them? That's why you need to communicate your brand. Tell a story. Win loyalty. Your Brand Marketing helps you reach that goal. It's time to stop being a commodity and instead be a brand worth loving. It's time to contact Your Brand Marketing. Please visit www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download a free chapter of the book on personal branding. That's www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download your free copy now.
Welcome back to K4HD Radio. This is Ben Baker, and this is the Your Living Brand Live Show.
Thanks for coming back, everybody. You know, it has been a pleasure having Adam and Jason on the show today. There were so many questions from the audience. We didn't actually get all of them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring them up. And what I may do is I may send some of them over to Jason and Adam and see if they want to respond to a couple of the questions. And they will be up and live on my show on Friday at www.yourlivingbrand.liveshow. You'll be able to download either on iHeart, iTunes, SoundCloud, whatever, you know, is your, you know, station of choice, be able to download those and be able to listen to it. There's a lot of great information to unpack. I just want to let you guys know, next week, my guest is Alex Steele, who's going to be talking about alternative energy solutions. He has got some phenomenal information to give to you guys, and he was a great guest. Unfortunately, we're not going to be live. I am actually going to be down in Disneyland. I'm taking the family down to Disneyland. We are going to spend 5 days in the land of the mouse, and we are just going to turn off the cell phones, turn off the technology, and spend some time as a family and have a great time. So I pre-recorded the episode. Rebel is going to make sure that it's on at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning on the West Coast. It's the full hour. You're going to have some great information. Unfortunately, I won't be there to answer questions, but I hope you are going to find it really, really valuable. He's doing some really interesting things at scale. And you know what? He gives some great tips and some great things for business that I think you guys are going to really appreciate. So thank you so much for being on the show. Thanks to Jason and Adam for being on the show. Thanks for Rebel for making us sound so great. And I will be back, you know, the first week of April. I've got a brand new guest. She is a firecracker. Ellen is an amazing person, and I can't wait to share the information with you. But until then, have an absolutely wonderful week, and I will be back on April 3rd. See you then. It's Ben Baker. This is the Your Living Brand Live Show. We'll talk to you soon.
This has been the Your Living Brand Live Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. My name is Ben Baker, and my company is Your Brand Marketing. We help you to stop being a commodity and instead be a brand worth loving. If you want to communicate more effectively and build influence through trust, contact us at yourbrandmarketing.com. That's www.yourbrandmarketing.com. But every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, This is the Your Living Brand.live show. Tune in next week on K4HD Radio when we ask another guest, what's your story?